Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. Thank you so much for joining me on this Wednesday morning. I am very grateful for the time and attention of my next guest. This is Commission Chairman Dave Peach from Santa Rosa County. And good morning.
Good morning, Ruthie. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Outstanding.
I'm so excited to be speaking with you this morning, Mr. Peach. And you are in District 4, which is the Navarre area. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. And the chairman this year, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And greatly appreciate your public service. Well, I know you're probably in it for the glamour.
Oh, exactly,
and the
Ruthie.
Work just comes on the side.
Exactly. Exactly. No, we appreciate you having us on. We always like talking about the good things happening in Santa Rosa County. So y'all do a great job supporting us.
Well, we're very happy to share with the community all the great work that is going on there. I think sometimes this awesome work is happening and people just have to know what is going on behind the scenes, what is, you know, rolling up into the county that we know and love and get to benefit from. So what's the top of your mind right now as we wrap up the year?
Well, it's been quite a year, I think you'd agree. I mean, COVID-19, tornadoes, wildfires, heavy rains, hurricanes, you know, we got about what, 15 days left in this year.
That's
or so
right. Let's not challenge it.
Exactly. I think we've reached our quota for challenges for the year or so. But you know, with that, a lot of good things have happened. You know, you hate to say that with what's going on with COVID, but you know, it has forced us to make some changes, and those changes benefit everyone, you know, our staff, the residents of the county, and you know, just some of them, our library services. You know, that comes to a standstill with shutdowns and things. But, you know, they went above and beyond and found ways to still get books to folks and do more online for folks and keep kids reading and things like that. You know, and those were ideas brought forth by residents and our staff. And it's just amazing what happens when you turn people loose, you know, to come up with new ideas. And that's the exciting part of that, you know. So they continue to provide those services for folks because it's loved and needed and used a lot. You know, a lot of folks may not think about a library anymore with everything online, but you know, it's staggering to see the number of folks that take advantage of those services. So changes there are great. You know, tourism is big for us, and you know, we were looking at some pretty desperate numbers at the start of the COVID-19 virus with the shutdowns and everything like that, and that's a big part of our income to the county. And so we were projecting $1.5 million loss in bed tax alone. Well, we ended the year only $400,000 down from last year.
Wow.
You know, and like I said, you know, it's a COVID-19 in 2020 when you're saying the good news is we only lost.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, you know, and that just shows our residents, our visitors, you know, believe in what we're doing here and love this area. So that's a definite plus. That's going to allow us to do some of the projects and improvements we've been wanting to do for our tourism. You know, we even pulled off $1 million upgrade to showers and bathrooms this year, and we redecked the Navarre Pier, all new decking on the pier. You know, so we moved forward with the projects we could, and those improvements are definitely paying dividends, not just for the residents, but for everyone that visits here. So, you know, I applaud the staff and everyone for continuing to push forward with those improvements. You know, our veteran services, we have a great veteran service office. They went online to be able to file claims for our veterans, you know, which that was the big push this year, is how do we keep business going and make it easier for folks. So those kind of changes will help our veterans, speed up the process for them, which is great. You know, we made big changes in environmental department. You know, it typically was just our landfill operations. Well, we realized, you know, our push for clean water in the county and to take care of the environment, we improved and enlarged the environmental department by putting, you know, some of our workforce in there so they could solely focus on those very key issues, especially for me. Clean water is huge, and you know, we're going to push hard to not just get our effluent out of the Sound, but take care of the waterways we have and things like that. So focusing that attention, it's not one everyone sees every day or impacts them every day, but it makes a huge difference in how we conduct business.
Absolutely. And it sounds like maybe with some of these projects, having some downtime and some people staying home maybe facilitated them moving a little quicker than they would have been if people were in and out. I'm thinking about the restrooms in particular.
Exactly.
You got to get out of there so we can upgrade them.
Exactly. You know, when the first shutdowns happened, you know, our pier operator was moving along to get the pier done. Well, once we shut the beach down, he was able to blast through that project, you know, and it was safer because we kept the pier open while that major construction was going on. So he was able to go unabated and knock that project out early. So yeah, there was a lot of positives, if that's a good word to use.
Right. We'll take
you know,
it.
we'll use that. You know, we're doing a lot more online as well too. You know, we saw that. We've seen permits in our county go through the roof this year. You know, folks are staying home. Folks are wanting to do improvements and things like that. And our process was a little bit antiquated. That's no dig against the staff or anything, but, you know, people had to physically come to the office to file things and track things. And, you know, we're excited on the 4th of January, we're rolling out a whole new process, not just for builders, but for residents to be able to file their permits online, submit everything, track it through the system and get it done quicker so they can move ahead, you know, and to me that helps small business because getting small businesses started is very tough, and anything we can do as the county to move that process quicker for them and get them in business and get them out there generating jobs and revenue is a very positive thing. So I'm very excited about that. And that was a completely in-house effort. You know, we didn't contract anything out. That was our folks, you know, your county employees that saw a need and took advantage of the systems we had. So that's going to be very exciting for everyone.
That's great. Yep. I think we've talked in the past here on the expert panel with that in-house, the team leading the efforts and to kind of teased up that those online permits are coming. They're going to be available. I'm so glad you brought it back up again because, you know, that was already like way back in September or something, which seems like a million years ago.
Exactly.
So that's coming in January.
So yeah, the rollout's coming January 4th. We're excited about that. You know, the other great things that you saw the community come together with food drives and food giveaways and things. And that was our staff opening up the facilities we had despite the COVID-19 and making those happen with some of the great organizations and 501c3s we have in the county. And, you know, I was out there and my wife was out there and just seeing the community come together to provide that needed, you know, food and items to get through this was fantastic, you know.
That's it. And I think that's what made our community, our region really shine was that, okay, we see the need. What's the quickest way, A to B, food especially, of course, more than ever, as we know from our work with MANA and Feeding the Gulf Coast and all those wonderful nonprofits. The need is up. People are in need who have never been in need before. And using those facilities just sounds like it's a no-brainer. It was just the right thing to do.
Exactly. And it was a great effort. I mean, a lot of folks think of Santa Rosa County and our beach. You know, agriculture is huge for us. You know, you go north of the Yellow River and that's what it is. And our farm tour is always a big draw. You know, 200 people sells out, you know, doesn't really sell out because we give it away, but book it up quick. Well, it went virtual this year.
That's right.
Anyone could tour the farms in Santa Rosa County. You know, there's a link on our YouTube channel and Facebook pages. And, you know, for folks who think of just the beach, take a look if you get some time. And it's amazing the diversity we have in that county and how that team comes together.
That's it. So even with 2020 being the tumultuous year that it's been, good things coming. I know like necessity is the mother of invention, and maybe sometimes just that final push to like, okay, let's get into the century.
Exactly.
Let's move ourselves forward.
Exactly. So yeah, we're excited about it. You know, we have two new commissioners on the board. I actually moved up to chairman this year. It was probably a year earlier than I was expecting, but you know, I love a challenge and I think we got a great team on board. Even though we lost 32 years of experience, you know, we're gonna continue to tackle and work together as a board, you know, to make those changes for folks. And the other thing I've seen is people's involvement in local government picked up this year more than, you know, the limited 2 years I had been in office. And I think that's because they were at home more and were able to research things more. And I applaud that because, you know, nothing touches you more immediate than local government. So folks getting involved and wanting to know what's happening is a very good thing, even though, you know, the emails have gone up by the hundreds.
Oh, sure. A lot more wading through the inbox.
Exactly. You know, I think it's a great thing, and our outreach to the community improved. You know, we had some holes there, and we were able to get folks, you know, linked into the information that's out there and all the great things that are happening in the county.
So awesome. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C, speaking with Commission Chairman Dave Peach of Santa Rosa County. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
With the Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at P4 Imports, now is the time to wrap up your new VW with zero down payment, zero first month payment, and zero due at signing. For the 2020 Jetta S at $195 a month, or sale priced at $17,990. The 2020 Passat SE with $262 per month, or sale priced at $22,325. And the 2020 Tiguan S for $252 a month, or sale priced at $23,349. Or take advantage of 0% financing for 72 months on the 2020 VW clearance models. And every vehicle purchased or leased comes with a gift that you select from the Peatmore Imports Christmas tree. It's all part of the holiday celebration going on now at Peatmore Imports Pensacola. They're not at Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road.
Payments based on 39-month lease, 10,000 annual miles, and before tax, title, license, options, acquisition, and dealer fees with qualifying credit through BCI. 0% APR for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, options, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
I'm Escambia County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer, Amber Southard. Join us today at 10 a.m. for ECSO News on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. Your Escambia County Sheriff's Office will be discussing lots of topics, and we'd love for you to call in with questions or join us in our conversation. That's today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know, there's a lot of things you can do for Christmas, and of course, I'm going to tell you, I think it's important to do jewelry. On Christmas Day, we sit there and we start looking at our phone, waiting for those text messages to come through. Love my gift. OMG. The holidays are magical here. Our staff gets so excited. We work hard, but we also have fun. Whether you come into our store, whether you go to our website, whether you do curbside, we're going to be here. So shop Array Jewelers this holiday season, and we'll make you happy.
This is Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a much happier New Year.
Hello, this is Lindsay Jernigan with American Heritage Financial wishing you a safe holiday season and reminding you don't drink and drive.
This is Andrea with D.R. Horton, America's largest home builder. We would like to wish you and your family a holiday season that's very merry and bright.
This is Troy Rafferty with the Levin Papantonio Law Firm wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Ruthie C. of the Pensacola Expert Panel wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a happy, peaceful, and productive New Year.
From News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 to you, Merry Christmas.
From Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan to Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. From Garden Line with Mike Wiggins to The Weekend with Joe Pags. The best variety of talk every weekend is on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You better not cry. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking this morning with Mr. Dave Peach, the Commission Chairman for Santa Rosa County. And Dave, we're talking a little bit in the break about our mutual love for our four-legged friends. So I have to let you talk about animal services.
Of course. I mean, what a turnaround our animal services has done in this last year. You know, a year ago, our euthanasia rates, our adoption rates were very, very low. And with some help from University of Florida and our staff in the local community, we received an award for the most drastic turnaround of euthanasia and adoption. I mean, our adoptions are up 20%. You know, and that's the staff, again, finding ways to get these animals adopted. They're doing adoption fee waivers, and we're spay and neutering now. We have a vet on staff, which is the first time ever in Santa Rosa County. We're microchipping. Our animal services officers are returning strays direct to the families when they're able, instead of bringing them to the shelter and putting them through that. So again, that's just, you know, our staff wrapping their head around an issue and bringing the solutions to us, and us allowing them to go. And, you know, we've got a surgical suite. We're looking to expand that for our animals. You know, being a rescue dad myself with five rescues at home,
five rescues,
and they're all good boys. And we just failed recently fostering for our fifth one. Healing Paws for Warriors needed some help, and we were the benefactors of a big old boy named Rocky who joined our pack. So
Rocky, he's the Great Dane Lab mix.
Yes, yes, and he fits in with all the other boys, Rocco, Bruno, Jake, and Hank. You know, I'm sure they're
good
home listening.
Names. That's right. Shout out.
So I wanted to
crew.
Give a shout out to them, you know, and tell them we're taking care of their furry friends in Santa Rosa County. In fact, this weekend is a celebration at the animal services. Our pictures with Santa booked up, so we're sorry, you know, but that was a very popular event. There's no cost. We just ask folks to bring a donation of some sort so the critters that are stuck for the holidays have a little enjoyment. They open up at 11, and there's going to be a pack walk at 3:30 where you could take one of the dogs in our kennels out for a little walk to give them a break. We're waiving adoption fees again this weekend. And they open up at 11 a.m. And like I said, they always accept donations. We take good care of them, but the donations we get from, you know, everything from Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts to just local citizens makes a difference in these animals' lives. And I applaud the efforts of our animal services and the actions they've taken. And, you know, I look forward to supporting any new initiatives they bring to us, because we need to take care of everybody and everything in Santa Rosa County, and they're a big part of it.
I love that. I love your heart for those animals. I'll share that. And of course, here on the Expert Panel, we do Frisky Friday. So we love hearing from Santa Rosa, the animal services, when they come. And usually they bring kitties, which of course, here with our Cat Country sister station, we love the kitties coming to visit. And it really just is incredible, the turnaround and well-earned recognition of that, I'm going to forget the name of it. It's like Helping Hearts, or Jessica would yep. know it if she was here. Yep. Sorry, Jessica.
Sorry, Jess.
But they did the work and they got the award. And that's just really, truly incredible. And of course, always looking for more donations in any way you can support. And especially at Christmas.
Exactly.
Good time for that.
Exactly. So just a reminder, take care of your pets, you know, over Christmas, and watch them and keep them safe. Keep them safe.
Absolutely. And then while we're here, we also were talking a little bit in the break about some economic development that's going on. Also good news on that front.
Definitely. Very exciting. I mean, recently we were awarded $9.5 million from Triumph Gulf Coast.
Wow.
Yes, to do improvements to our industrial parks. And we're going to get our first residence in our I-10 industrial park. I mean, we've got five good projects coming up, you know. The code names are O Brother and Hard Metal and Induction, Project Yummy, which should excite a lot of folks, and Project Lionheart. But, you know, those are all bringing good paying jobs above our average salaries to Santa Rosa County. And that's due to our economic development team really getting out there, you know, and folks seeing what a great place Santa Rosa County and the Gulf Coast is to live, work, and play. Leonardo Helicopter is pressing ahead with a huge, huge investment in our Whiting Aviation Park, which is going to bring over 50 aviation-type jobs to Santa Rosa County. We're building a small facility at Peter Prince so they could come in earlier, and then that facility will be there. So, you know, we're not just thinking the quick term on these investments. We're thinking the long term and filling up those industrial parks and bringing those jobs to Santa Rosa County that, you know, everyone wants to be a part of.
How is the unemployment rate looking right now?
Last month, the new numbers are coming out this week. We were at 3.8%, which, again, in 2020.
We'll take it.
We'll take it compared to what we were looking at earlier in the summer. So, you know, I appreciate those businesses having the confidence in Santa Rosa County and seeing the workforce we have to invest their capital and come here and bring those jobs to Santa Rosa County. It's very exciting. Very exciting.
That's it. Well, and you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Ruthie C. speaking this morning with Commission Chairman Dave Peach of Santa Rosa County. We're going to take one more quick break, and we'll be right back in just a moment, so please stay with us.
Have you ever wondered if that review you're reading is from an actual customer? When you search for businesses at BBB.org, Better Business Bureau makes sure every review you see is from a real customer. For over 100 years, BBB has been connecting consumers to good businesses. So if you're looking for a good business, look for the seal. Start your search at BBB.org. Start with trust. BBB.org.
Starting route. Your destination is 0.1 miles away.
If you drive less than
500 feet, turn left. You have arrived at your destination.
If you drive less than 25 miles a day, you could be paying less every day with pay-per-mile car insurance from Allstate. You get the same reliable coverage and hands-on expertise you'd expect from Allstate, but now at a price that's tailored to the miles you drive.
Call your local Allstate agent and start paying what's right for you. Pricing varies based on how you buy, driving behaviors, and includes a daily rate, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Not applicable in California. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking this morning with Mr. Dave Peach, the Commission Chairman for Santa Rosa County. And we've covered a lot this morning, Dave.
We have. It's gone fast.
Yes, it always does. And especially when there is such good news to be discussed and to be highlighted. And it really just sounds like the county commissioners are doing an awesome job. And especially with the new ones coming in.
Exactly. We look forward to 2021 and getting rolling.
Absolutely. And so we were talking a little bit about if, residents or just interested parties, they want to stay in touch. What's the best way for them to stay connected to the work that you guys have going on?
We have multiple ways. I mean, our PIO we've all got Facebook pages that you could follow. If you're not a Facebooker, you could go on our webpage, Santa Rosa, County's webpage, and hit the How Do I button and sign up for any and all alerts you want, from hurricanes to evacuation orders to things happening at animal services. And those will go direct to any medium you request, whether email or your cell phone. And that's how we try and push as much information out as we can in as many venues as we can to reach everyone.
That's it. And that's santarosa.fl.gov.
Yes.
Is the right place to go for that. And you said there's this, I'm on it now, there's this tab, How Do I? And then it's got everything you could possibly think of.
Exactly. So just, it's a click away and you'll get more information than you want. Or, if there's something that's missing, let us know, because we like to cover it all for folks.
Absolutely. And so what is next for you, Mr. Chairman?
Well, next, we've got some issues coming up where, we took a vote on our wellfield protection area, and three of our commissioners voted to propose and remove those restrictions. It now goes to the state, and it'll come back before us for a final vote in January or February. Of course, I want to protect our water wells as best we can, so folks still have a chance to let their voice be heard before it goes to a final vote in either January or February. So, I appreciate folks chiming in on that issue and letting us know how they feel. So it's a good thing. It's that people getting involved in local government. And then, back to permitting, we're going online. Our South Service Center, is mainly run by our tax collector, Stan Nichols, who does a great job with licenses and things like that. And I will get with Stan to see what his plans are to open up more services down there. But as far as the permitting, it's all going to be online, so folks won't even have to worry about going to the South Service Center. But stand by for updates or sign up for those updates.